Pope Benedict's concern for the whole Middle East region was expressed in the strongest possible terms in his address to the diplomats on Monday. Recalling his own pilgrimage to the Holy Land, he called for united efforts to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and to protect the sacred city of Jerusalem. Bishops and other religious representatives from Europe and North America are currently in Jerusalem on their annual pilgrimage in support of the local Catholic community. Tracy McClure is travelling with them this week and talked to Father Paul Lansu of the international Catholic peace network Pax Christi.
In societies like, for instance, in Belgium, the fact that there are Christian Palestinians is not that much well known. And so I think one of the main reasons to come to the Holy Land, also for the bishops from Europe and from the north of America, is to learn about the situation here in the Holy Land, but especially to give what you can call feedback, or to inform their own Catholic communities back home about the existence of the Christian Palestinians, not only the Catholics here in the Holy Land, but the whole grouping of different Christian denominations and their existence and the fact that they have a very tough time to live here, not only with the realities of Muslims, but also with the realities of the Jewish population. And so at the same time, it is a challenge for the bishops and also for people like myself to learn about the interfaith contacts, the interfaith dialogue, the interfaith dynamics, because I think if you look at the city of Jerusalem, which is the old city, is is the holy city. If you look at that concept, I think inter-religious, interfaith dialogue is a must. And one should try to find a solution to get a final status. Some call it an international status for Jerusalem. Now, another reason why, and that is also very important for the bishops coming to the Holy Land, is to express solidarity with not only with the Christian communities, for sure, with the Christian communities, but also with other people who are suffering, first of all, who are suffering, but at the same time to assist those people in the field, for instance, in our field of Pax Christi, in the field of peace and human rights organizations, to support these people in all their efforts for peacemaking, peace building, conflict transformation, dialogue among themselves also, because for our movement, for instance, we are a movement for reconciliation. We try to bring Israelis and Palestinians together in different projects. And so I think this type of gatherings, like the Holy Land coordination, is crucial, is important for the people here, but also for the people outside, that there is a real concern worldwide, not only within the Catholic Church, but really worldwide.
Now, today we were in a part of the West Bank where we met a priest from Gaza. And I know Pax Christi is also trying to bring peace to that part of the Palestinian territories. What is the answer? What did you learn from this priest? And what do you think the answer will be there to bring peace also between Gaza, the rest of the Palestinian territories, and Israel?
Yeah, Father Manuel, we met Father Manuel in Gaza some years ago, also with this Holy Land coordination. And what we experienced and what we have learned at that time is that Father Manuel is a key person in the relationships among the different communities in Gaza. So not only with the people from Fatah, but also from Hamas, from the different Christian denominations. He is a key person because he was running a school in which he had different teachers from different groups. He had children from leaders from Hamas and from Fatah. So he had a good position in order to be a key person in the development of relationships in Gaza. And so I have had different talks with other people also about the Gaza. And a main question in our organization in Pax Christi is, do we talk with Hamas? Because Hamas is on the terrorist list of the European Union, of the United Nations. Do you talk with Hamas? I'm convinced in meeting this afternoon with Father Manuel that it is really necessary to talk not only with Hamas, but also with Fatah and other groups involved in the process, but that you need to talk and to dialogue with these people.
Thanks there to Father Paul Lansu of the International Catholic Peace Network, Pax Christi.